If you look at the op-ed page in today's New York Times, you'll see a long opinion piece with bold black lines covering up big chunks of the text. The op-ed is titled, What We Wanted to Tell You About Iran. It's written by Flint Leverett and his wife, Hillary Mann. They both served in the Bush White House on the National Security Council. Mr. Leverett was also a CIA analyst for many years. The authors claim their piece was censored by the CIA after the White House intervened in what they call an effort to silence critical voices. Flint Leverett has been a strong critic of administration policy since he left the NSC 3 years ago, and he joins us from his home in McLean, Virginia. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you describe the process where you wrote this article, you are a former CIA official, and you have to submit your writings for review. What happened?
Well, I submitted it in the way that I normally do. It was based on a longer paper that I had published through the Century Foundation a couple of weeks ago, and that had been cleared by the CIA's Publication Review Board without changing a word. And all of a sudden, there was a problem. The Publication Review Board told me that it had concluded that there was no classified information in the op-ed, but that after I'd published the Century Foundation paper, that the White House had complained that they needed to be allowed to approve my pieces. I pointed out that the White House would try to censor this piece on political grounds, and in fact, that is what happened.
You know, of course, that the NSC, when it's responded, has said that the decisions on these deletions were made by career staff, not political appointees. Tony Snow at the White House this week said, "We don't falsely silence critics on national security claims."
Well, that is precisely what they have been trying to do in this case. The statements out of the NSC that I have read have actually been contradictory on the subject of who actually reviewed it at the NSC. A PRB official told me they didn't think this draft had classified information in it, but they had to bow to the wishes of the White House.
A CIA spokesman told our reporter Mary Louise Kelly this week, it has been determined there is classified information in there. He said, I would reject that the White House is pressuring the CIA into changing its publication review process.
I think that the facts do not support that statement. Here I've been operating in full accordance with my secrecy agreement, but it is only now when the administration is under maximum political pressure to change course in the Middle East, and part of that is to change course in Iran, they do not want, at this particular moment, for people with the kind of background that my wife and I have on the op-ed pages of the newspaper of record, documenting how badly they have bungled opportunities to put relations with Iran on a better path.
If you look at those parts that were removed, is there a pattern in terms of the specific things you're talking about? I understand there's some talk about outreach to Iran before.
Yes, the two largest excisions from the draft deal with the fact that the United States had a dialogue with Iran in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks to coordinate strategy for Afghanistan, to coordinate strategy for dealing with Afghan politics after the Taliban was overthrown. Essentially, what that passage documents is how the Iranians were doing this primarily to lay the groundwork for a broader opening to the United States. And this administration systematically and repeatedly torpedoed any possibility for that. The second major excision in the draft relates to the fact that in the spring of 2003, the Iranians sent in a written proposal for negotiations with the United States for a comprehensive resolution of the differences between our two countries, and the administration categorically rejected this proposal. Secretary Rice has recently publicly acknowledged that this happened, but the White House says for us to write about this is, you know, revealing classified information. And it is not just a false claim, it is a fraudulent claim. The people making it know it's not true.
Flint Leverett, formerly with the NSC and the CIA, his op-ed in today's New York Times, written with his wife Hillary Mann, is titled, What We Wanted to Tell You About Iran. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.